KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, partly sunny, isolated showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, upper 80s. We'll see wind gusts at 25. Tonight, we'll continue the isolated showers and thunderstorms, clear skies overnight, lower 70s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid 90s. Tomorrow night could see some isolated storms overnight, mid 70s. And Sunday, mostly sunny skies. We'll see temps mid 90s. Right now, it's 79.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The pace of payments from the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, or CFAP, has slowed recently. USDA, a long way from distributing the full $16 billion in direct payments to farmers.
We are looking at that to see, you know, what are the reasons that, you know, right now we're around $6.8 billion that have been paid out.
That's USDA Deputy Secretary Steve Sinski. He says producers have until the 28th of this month to apply.
I know anecdotally I've talked to some producers who are now just beginning to sign up and fill out their form, so hopefully folks will get that in. But we know that the need's out there, so we do think that there's going to be the demand for it.
Well, could we see some changes to the formula if that next round of CFAP, if it happens, and so payments will reach more farmers? Sinski says they're exploring options now that they'll have more money from Congress to work with.
They gave us $14 billion to be in CCC funds, but that wasn't going to be made available until after our June 30th financial statements. And so now we are just now receiving those dollars. We're taking a look to see how do we spend those dollars to basically try to top up. We're taking a look to see how do we change the formulas to try to increase producers' revenue there. And obviously we want to try to help producers as much as possible.
Sinski added that there will not be another round of market facilitation payments now that USMCA and the Phase 1 trade deal with China are in force. And he said China has been stepping up with purchases of U.S. ag commodities lately, but
they need to do more. If they're going to meet that $36.5 billion mark, they have to step it up even more, and so we're monitoring that very closely.
Sinski was in Indiana this week, a keynote speaker of the 100th anniversary celebration of the American Soybean Association. Ag News from AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers. We at AgView.net are proud to deliver you policy and market-impacting information to help you make the best decision for your operation. We're not the biggest, but we are reliable and relevant. And in 2020, we'll continue to deliver you the information you need in the form you need it. On this radio station, on AgView.net, and on Facebook at AgView, and Twitter at AgView News. The important issues need a reliable and relevant voice. This station at AgView.net.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. While the Kansas Department of Labor continues to try and clean up some of their system issues, many claimants in the state are still struggling to get not only their benefits, but any communication from the department.
All center representatives are engaged with a claimant at this time, and the whole queue is full.
That audio from Cake News. As the CARES unemployment assistance ends across the nation, many individuals have been hit by the lack of assistance with no help from the Kansas Department of Labor.
I've sent emails. I've sent posted on Facebook, on the Department of Labor website. I've done all avenues and still have not received any communication back, not even a letter.
In other news, Kansas State University is working with the Community Health Care System and the Northeast Kansas Health Care Coalition to help fill many supply chain gaps for COVID-19 testing at the university. KWCH News reports that so far the university has printed and donated almost 2,500 swabs, and another 2,500 are on the way. Mid-America Network News.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
A top Republican legislature in Kansas was hospitalized last month after testing positive for the COVID-19 virus and didn't disclose it to colleagues until this week. The state's Democrat governor declared on Thursday that she'll get tested because the two of them attempted a meeting together after he was hospitalized. Kansas House Speaker Ron Reichman Jr. is the highest ranking official in Kansas known to have been infected. Reichman notified fellow Republicans in the Kansas House in an email after Tuesday's primary election. He said he had a doctor's clearance to attend a state House meeting July 29th with Governor Kelly and other top lawmakers. She called the action reckless and dangerous. And an Overland Park City Council member who is charged with a misdemeanor domestic battery has been removed from the city's Public Safety Committee, which oversees police procedures. Scott Hamblin was charged after police were called to his home on July 21st. No one was injured. Six fellow council members on Monday called for Hamblin to resign, but he says he will not do so. Mayor Carl Gerlach said Thursday he removed Hamblin from the committee because it would be a conflict of interest to serve while being investigated by the police. Mid-America Network News.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Governor Pete Ricketts has signed an updated state budget with new money for 2019 flood relief and career scholarships for the University of Nebraska and state colleges. Ricketts approved the two-year spending plan with no line item vetoes. In a statement, he praised lawmakers for their work in crafting it. Lawmakers approved an additional $83.6 million earlier this year for the state's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Police in western Nebraska say a Missouri man has died after being hit by a train in Scotts Bluff. The Scotts Bluff Star-Herald reports the incident happened early Wednesday morning when police were called to railroad tracks where a man had been hit by a westbound train. Police Sergeant Lance Kite said the impact killed 56-year-old Michael Noldy of Missouri. The newspaper reports Noldy had family members who live in Scotts Bluff. Police interviewed witnesses and collected evidence at the scene and say no foul play is suspected in Noldy's death. Mid-America Network News.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8-3-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Ben Keller. A public information meeting was held Wednesday at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville to discuss the Irish Creek Wind Energy Project. Marshall County commissioners and representatives from NextEra Energy and around 115 local residents were in attendance. A presentation was given by NextEra on the benefits of the project.
A project of this magnitude has the capability of bringing around $50 million in payments to the landowners who are participating in the project. $40 million in property taxes that are forecasted to come from a project of this size, and that's subject to final build costs. But there is a 10-year tax exemption within the state of Kansas. There are temporary construction jobs from right around 9 to 12 months, and then 12 to 15 full-time jobs that will be coming into the community.
There were some concerns raised by residents.
You state on the Irish Creek Facebook page that there are no health issues, noise, nuisance, shadow flicker when a turbine is properly placed. Can you please explain to us your definition of properly placed?
A NextEra representative responded via video call.
Is the home and other place of turbines far enough back from your homes? You're not participating. And we know that in Kansas, a 50 decibel sound limit is what is appropriate to make sure that we're protecting your health. And that is what we're basing these facts on. So Irish Creek, when they design their project and they design their setbacks, when they design the levels it's outside your homes, they're not participating. For those of you close to turbines, we'd be no more than consoles. And that is what we know works to make sure that everybody's going to be okay.
Another question was raised about the turbine placements.
How far will the turbine be sited from my property? We don't know yet how far each turbine is going to be away from residences, how far a turbine will be from a property line of a non-participant.
For the Irish Creek Wind Energy Center, from a non-participating property line, the setback is 1.1 times the tip height. So they are 499 feet, then 1% of that, so right around 550-ish feet.
Video of the full meeting can be found on the KNDY Facebook page. The annual Axtell Days celebration is this weekend. The Axtell Eagle football team will be serving Blake Frazee's barbecue at 5:30 today at the ball field, with the second annual cornhole tournament at 6:30 and Red Dirt Rendezvous Band live in the park at 8:30. And then there will be a 5K glow run walk at 9. Saturday, a bicycle fun run begins at 8:30. Parade at 10 with the theme Axtell, the dream staycation. Kids pedal pole at 11:30. Handcrafted bingo at 1. Tractor country cruise at 2. The fireman smoked chicken and pulled pork barbecue from 5 to 8 on Saturday. And the Tim Strotman and Blacktop Road Band live at 9. Find the full schedule online at axtellks.com. Marshall County Health Department will host back-to-school immunization clinics next week, Monday, August the 10th, at the Axtell Legion Community Building from 4:30 to 7, Tuesday, August 11th, at the Blue Rapids Community Center from 4:30 to 7, and Thursday, August 13th, at the Frankfort City Hall from 4:30 to 7. In Marysville, they are offered at the Health Department office. School vaccine requirements and additional related information are posted on their website at marshallcohealth.org.
Michael W. Murphy, age 66, of Marysville, passed away March 22nd. Private family service to be held Friday, August 7th, 10 a.m. at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Marysville. It will be live-streamed on Facebook. Public graveside service Friday, 2 p.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Mike Murphy.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map for this Friday, we have a couple frontal boundaries. We have a low across the upper parts of the Midwest that will continue to push off towards the east, bringing scattered showers and thunderstorms across that area through the next few days. We're also looking at a frontal boundary across the central, east central parts of the Midwest, southern parts of the United States, which will also bring chances for some showers and thunderstorms off and on across the Midwest all the way through the weekend. Otherwise, we are going to see warm temperatures back into the upper 80s and into the 90s. So across the area, partly sunny skies, could see some isolated showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the upper 80s. Tonight, we'll continue with isolated showers and thunderstorms, clear skies overnight in the lower 70s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid-90s. Tomorrow night, isolated storms overnight, mid-70s. For Sunday, we'll have mostly sunny skies, temps mid-90s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville has the largest selection of greeting cards in the area. No matter the occasion, no matter the distance, the perfect card will brighten your loved one's day. Browse individual cards for an extra personal touch, or pick up a box set so you are ready for any occasion. Shower people with love and affection through the magic of cards from Reflections Hallmark.
Raising cattle is a business. And when your business needs a financial resource, we're a good company to call on. As your ag banking resource, we've gained a lot of experience over the years. Working with local producers, lending a hand. Talk to us. You'll be raising your livestock in good company. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Is there anywhere in the U.S. to escape the noise of civilization? We will direct you to the quietest spot in America on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
These days, no one can afford to take the risk of being without financial protection against high health care costs, not even for a few days. Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans offer short-term health care coverage to fill in those temporary gaps. Short-term health plans can provide you with medical coverage when you are between health plans, helping lower your potential financial risk. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 7th. It is the 220th day of the year, and Revolutionary War hero Nathaniel Greene was born on this day. Noise pollution isn't a new problem in the world. Even ancient Greeks confronted the issue by banning roosters inside city walls. But the noise most Americans contend with on a daily level is magnitudes greater, blamed for elevated stress levels and related health issues. And there are a few places to get away from it. Even in some wilderness areas, man-made noise approaches 3 decibels, enough to reduce discernment of natural sounds by 50 to 90%. If you really want peace and solitude, try the old-growth forests in Olympia National Park in Washington State. An area they call 1 square inch is said to be the quietest spot in America. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's that time of year again. It's back to school time. Hi, my name is Terry Harries. I'm the kindergarten teacher at Good Shepherd Lutheran School here in Marysville. If you're looking for a Christ-centered school with small class sizes, we invite you to call the school and set up an appointment to come check out our facilities. You can reach us at 562-3181. Please leave a message if no one answers and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Or you can send us a message on Facebook. We look forward to hearing from you.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Royals' mostly dormant offense in 2020 awoke last night with a fair share of pent-up anger. The unsuspecting victim was the Cubs' pitching staff, as every Kansas City hitter reached base at least once en route to a 13-2 victory at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals snapped a 6-game losing streak. The St. Louis Cardinals have returned to the field for light workouts nearly a week after an outbreak of COVID-19 forced that club and its staff members to quarantine in Milwaukee. Cardinals manager Mike Schilt called it a breath of fresh air after 5 days spent in the Pfister Hotel. The Cardinals returned 13 positive coronavirus tests in their traveling party, 7 of them players, forcing them to suspend their season. They were finally cleared to travel back to St. Louis late Tuesday when they returned to negative tests for the second straight day. Kansas City Royals opening up a series with the Minnesota Twins. First pitch tonight at 7:05. Mid-America Network Sports.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8/3/20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The NFL is launching a voting initiative in advance of November's presidential election. Correspondent Clayton Neville says the focus of the campaign is on voter registration and voter education.
The NFL announcing a league-wide effort to boost voter turnout this fall. The campaign points out just a 60% voter turnout in the U.S. in the 2016 election.
Only 60% of y'all voted in 2016? That's not going to get it done.
We can't win if we don't play.
Register.
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 Register to vote.
The league teaming up with nonprofit groups to provide educational seminars for players during the first few weeks of training camp, followed by sessions for league employees and NFL legends. I'm Clayton Neville.
A total of 66 players have opted out of the 2020 NFL season due to the coronavirus pandemic. They'll receive $150,000 each as an advance against future salaries. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Have a great weekend.
Have insects such as aphids or spider mites invaded your plants? Then fight back with Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil from the makers of Mosquito Dunks. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests but is harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Insects don't build up a resistance to Summit Year-Round Spray Oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Once your spare books are filled with pressed flowers, it's time to consider making your own flower press. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You'll need two pieces of wood cut to the same size. And if needed, ask a friend or your local hardware or big box store to cut the wood for you. Consider the size of paper when creating your flower press. A 9 by 12 inch flower press will accommodate 8.5 by 11 inch pieces of paper. But you can make your flower press any size you like. Just cut the paper and cardboard to fit. Stack the boards, line up the edges, and drill holes in each corner through both pieces of wood. Drill holes large enough to accommodate the bolts. Cut the corners off the paper and cardboard if needed to fit between the corner bolts. Then start layering cardboard, paper, and flowers for pressing. Insert bolts and tighten the wing nuts. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's just a cottonwood tree. Well, to this man, it was the tree. It was the place where his dreams would someday turn into reality. And interestingly, it was a tree that he would come to visit for decades after he first found its shade on his boyhood farm. The story is this edition on the American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Farm Journal and National 4-H present the first ever Farm On virtual benefit concert. Join us and some of country music's biggest stars as we raise money for 4-H and its dedication to building stronger communities. The concert will be August 27th at 7 Central, and your 4-H'er can be part of it. Just text a picture or video of them and their project with the words Farm On to 31313 or by using the Farm On hashtag via social media. Join us for the Farm On virtual benefit concert this August 27th at 7 p.m.
Would you like to get into a Disney theme park for free? Once upon a time, it helped if you lived in Walt Disney's hometown of Marceline, Missouri.
While Walt was alive, if you went to the front gate and you had a driver's license that could prove you were from Marceline, you got in for free.
Walt loved Marceline, but Peter Whitehead at the Walt Disney Hometown Museum here says the impressive Disney collection is mostly due to his sister Ruth.
She wanted that story told here, so she reached out to our executive director, Kay Mallins, and said, I have artifacts that I've collected. I want them showcased in Marceline. So for 3 days originally, in 2001, to celebrate Walt's 100th birthday, they were going to put a display out 3 days long. People just kept coming.
The museum grew to include many artifacts, now encompassing 10,000 square feet. One item is Walt's hand-drawn sketch of a themed attraction for right here in Marceline.
He had plans and had purchased this farm at one point, as well as an additional 300 acres. He was going to build a working turn-of-the-century farm so kids remembered where their food came from. And he sat down in the basement of the Johnson's home when he came to visit one day and sketched on a piece of cardboard what he envisioned this park to be.
The drawing was sitting in Walt's office the day he died in 1966. Marceline has a museum and the Disney farm you can visit. On the path to the barn, you'll find a site where the dreams all began.
So you can pass the Dreaming Tree site, and again, that's the cottonwood that Walt spent so much time drawing under. It is the place that he pinpoints as the start of his artistic career, was under the dappled leaves of that cottonwood tree.
You'll see the TV version of this story on an upcoming U.S. Farm Report, or just look for it by following American Countryside on Facebook. Traveling the Countryside in Marceline, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household and collectible auction for the Arlo Lindhorst Trust. Saturday, August 8th, sale begins at 10 a.m. at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Selling furniture, primitives, collectibles, and household items, including an 18-cubic-foot refrigerator, electric range, washer, dining table with six chairs and two leaves, three-piece queen and four-piece full-sized bedroom sets, glass front hutch, antiques and collectibles include a pump organ, child's rocker, 20-plus die-cast 1/18 scale cars, toys, fancy dishes and glassware, set of German-made dishes, hand and power tools, a few garden tools, a John Deere 160 riding mower, 38-inch cut with bagger, plus other miscellaneous. This household and collectibles auction for the Arlo Lindhorst Trust, Saturday, August 8th, begins 10 a.m. at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Just like humans, horses can suffer from allergies. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If your horse is coughing, breathing hard, and just doesn't feel well, it may have hay allergies as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
If your horse appears to have a bad cold, it could be an allergic reaction to hay. Laurent Quidill is the director of equine research programs at Purdue University. He says in many ways, the reaction is similar to human asthma. The horse will exhibit signs of breathing problems even while at rest in the stall.
Coughing, for example, a horse will show some increased respiratory efforts. And typically what you would see is nostril flaring, increased abdominal effort. The horse will have that kind of exaggerated push of its abdominal muscle, especially during expiration, because the horse will have a hard time to exhale and breathe in.
Quidill says some horses only have trouble when they're fed certain types of hay. However, most reactions occur when the hay is moldy.
Been harvested when it was not quite ready and dry enough, so it's not properly cured. And essentially, when you store that kind of hay, you will have some overheating process going on that will favor growth of mold. When the horse breathes in, they can go deep into their lungs, and this is how they can get some diseases that we call heaves, for example.
Most cases of hay reactions occur in the winter. The barn is closed up, horses and hay are indoors, and mold exposure is higher because there's not much air movement. The first thing you should do is get rid of the suspect hay and get the horse into fresh air or increase ventilation in the barn. Horses do need fiber in their diet to be healthy, so if your options are few, Quidill recommends giving them commercially made hay cubes or pellets. If you're concerned about how your horses are reacting to their forages, be sure to contact your veterinarian for advice. Learn more about hay allergies at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
He watches over. He watches over. One of my favorite quotes is from former U.S. President Teddy Roosevelt. He said, "Comparison is the thief of joy." And I know from experience, he's right. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. It's only natural to compare yourself with others. It happens all day long when we see these perfect lives portrayed on social media. There's always someone who makes more money, has a higher position, or has a bigger house. Anytime you compare yourself to someone else, it starts to erode your feeling of purpose and value in this world. And you might even start to feel disconnected from God. But when you're using your talents, your time, and your treasure to do what God has called you to do, you'll feel content and confident. So the next time you're tempted to compare yourself to others, stop. Keep the conversation between you and God, and I am certain joy will follow.
Soybeans play a big role in the success of a shoe company. The story today on Farm to Fork.
As farmers and applicators are making pesticide applications this season, the Growing Matters Coalition encourages them to be cognizant of pollinators' visitation habits. Tim Joseph is Senior Product Manager for Landis International, representing Mitsui Chemicals Agro.
Bees and other insect pollinators are most at risk from pesticides when they're applied to crops or plants while they are blooming. Before applying pesticides, farmers and applicators should be aware of the crop's bloom stage and pollinator attractiveness. To avoid exposing insect pollinators to pesticides, farmers and applicators should strictly observe the application timing on the label relative to the blooming stage of the crop as well as other plants in the area.
If you'd like more information on the BeSure Pesticide Stewardship Awareness Campaign, visit growingmatters.org. Again, that's growingmatters.org.
Sustainability is important to Okabashi Brands. One reason why the sandals and flip-flops the company produces are 45% soy-based by weight. Sarah Falkenhayn is president of the Buford, Georgia company.
The soy oil is processed to become the portion of our shoe that gives it the softness and the flexibility. So it acts as a plasticizer. But instead of it being petroleum-based, some very smart research scientists out there were able to find a way to create the same functions, but out of soy oil instead.
Falkenhayn says she always gets a great response when speaking to farmers.
How can we keep growing this and keep moving in the direction of something that is not just renewable, but rapidly renewable? A tree is renewable. But soy in a single season, that's rapidly renewable, and that's a whole new ballgame when it's being compared to something like petroleum that is not renewable at all.
Okabashi footwear is also 100% recyclable. The company is currently donating a pair of shoes to frontline workers in the pandemic. For each pair sold online, up to 10,000 pairs total. You can learn more at okabashi.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hello and good Friday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Jim Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here through the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. We'll look at the latest crop progress report that was just released at a few states at a time as the 2020 hard red winter wheat harvest is progressing through South Dakota right now at about 80% complete, Montana near 50% complete, Idaho 33, Oregon 61, and Washington up there in the far northwest at 38%. The momentum should continue with favorable conditions expected right now. The wheat data of the 354 samples collected, 335 are in testing as of right now. Good overall test weight and the 1,000 kernel weight did not change. Protein increased once again to 12%. We'll look at this week in comparison to last week. The moisture content right now at 10.4% in comparison to the 11.1% tested last week. The protein again goes up to 12% in comparison to 11.9% of last
last week. We'll look at the test weights again, coming in at 80.6. The foreign material still at 0.2%, and the damage still very limited at 0.2%. We'll look now at the weather, as most areas have not been harvested. They do expect hot and generally dry conditions coming up in the next week, which certainly will help things favorable along and move forward quickly. As the crop conditions right now, early reports from Montana indicating a impressive crop with high test weights, protein, and yields. However, up the far northwest, Washington and Oregon, Idaho, they're also reporting sound crops as well with above average yields. In comparison to the five-year average, the moisture levels are certainly higher, but the protein right now, as well as the test weights, are a bit lower. Sam Speck with your latest harvest update, as well as all market updates here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Midwest Kia summer sales event has been extended. Get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Kias, or up to $8,000 off MSRP on select new Kias. It's the extended Midwest Kia summer sales event going on now. Your summer just got extended at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Limited term financing on Sporting Sorento, Optimus, OLED, Sneer, New K&M with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Example 2020 Sorento. Stock number K8540, MSRP 32805. Offers approved credit expires August 31st, 2020.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Adopt U.S.
KNDY.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Trump has signed an executive order that his administration says will provide billions of citizens with health care services during a global pandemic. The executive order seeks to expand access to telehealth services during the COVID-19 pandemic, especially in rural communities. The White House says the expansion of telehealth services offers benefits to Americans living in rural communities who might otherwise not have access to the services. The order requires the Department of Health and Human Services to announce a new payment model, testing innovations that empower rural hospitals to transform health care in their communities on a broader scale. To improve conductivity, the president's order also directs the federal government to launch a joint initiative in 30 days to improve the health care communication infrastructure and expand rural health care services. The White House says these telehealth expansions build on the work of the Center for Medicine and Medicaid Services have done during the public health emergency to more than double allowable telehealth services. The American Dairy Coalition wants to bring whole milk back to U.S. school lunchrooms. According to the proposed Dietary Guidelines for Americans through 2020 and 2025, whole milk will continue to be banned from schools across the nation. U.S. dietary guidelines are only updated and published every 5 years, and the coalition says the time is now to ensure that whole milk can once again be offered as a choice in school nutrition programs. In 2017, Congress authorized $1 million in taxpayer money for a third-party review conducted by the National Academy of Sciences Engineers of Medicine. It was the first ever outside peer review of the dietary guideline process, and the coalition says the report showed only 20% of the government's nutrition recommendations are based on strong science, according to the government's own standards. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here to talk about the many events in the summertime that we're doing differently this year because of COVID-19. I'll talk about it after this message. But if you're looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Flora.com. Flora has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains, coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers, delivering the highest quality seed and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Flora makes it easy to join the green rush. Call 989-303-8178. Again, that's 989-303-8178. And find out how easy it is to start making more per acre. That's flura.com, FLURA.com. Well, we're doing agricultural events and activities like county and state fairs and outdoor farm shows and food festivals a lot differently this year because of COVID-19. And two of the biggest shows outdoors in the country, staged by Farm Progress Companies, the company that's headquartered in St. Charles, Illinois. But what they're doing this year, they are merging the field demonstrations for the two largest farm shows in the country. That will be the cornerstone of the industry-leading Farm Progress virtual experience. Dates are September 15 through September 17 this year in Boone, Iowa. And the new virtual event will allow farmers to get close looks at a wide range of new machines in action more of them than ever before. As Don Torti, Vice President of Farm Progress Company, said, this will be no static display of equipment sitting on some farm. He says, we've got close to 400 acres of corn to harvest at two different sites and 3 days of alfalfa to cut, rake, and bale, and we're going to be showing machines at work on all of those different tasks even more. Don goes on to say, when the virtual gates open on day one, September 15, farmers will get a chance to see all of these machines at work. Field demonstrations will be carried out each day at 9 a.m. and at 11 a.m. This video intense demonstration program will engage multiple camera views, including from the air, so viewers can see these machines at work from every angle. And Matt Youngman, who is the manager of the show, said, we're going to have more types of equipment to view as well, because Farm Progress National Events Director says combines to tillage to hay tools and even planting equipment. We expect our exhibitors to bring in a lot of machinery to show off in this special virtual event. It will be a unique opportunity for farmers to get close up and personal with the farm equipment. And he said, we're going to have more types of equipment to view, and the no tape line to keep spectators away from the moving equipment because they'll be watching it virtually by TV screens. And it enables then the equipment to position itself so that it can be seen working much easier than the old way of doing the Farm Progress Show. So it sounds to me like you'll not be missing much. You may be adding a little bit to what's going to take place September 15, 16, and 17 in Boone, Iowa, the Farm Progress Show. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Timber harvesting can be a source of income. If you own valuable trees, educate yourself and make a plan with a forester before selling on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Of quality trees on your land could bring you some good money. But before the dollar signs cloud your vision, call a local forester to help you assess the value and come up with a harvesting plan. You want fair market value and harvesting done in a way that meets your objectives for now and in the future. Billy Beck is an extension forestry specialist at Iowa State University. He says it's often tough to put a price on a tree because many factors play into it.
It's all about the buyer and the logger. What outlets do they have? The species assemblage. If you're selling 10 acres of walnut, you're going to get one bid. But if you've got 10 acres of walnut with 3 acres of, say, hackberry or some other kind of specialty niche that logger is looking for, that could increase the price significantly. What are the quality and grade of the logs? What's the site access? Is it surrounded by a crop field? Is it rough terrain? How hard is it going to be to log?
If you don't know the true value of your timber, beware of an unsolicited knock on your door.
Folks kind of knock on your door and say, hey, I was logging your neighbor. I'll give you $25,000 for the walnuts you got back there. And you're thinking, holy cow, $25,000? It's like my birthday. But that's kind of a red flag. But again, if somebody comes up to you and you don't have a plan, you really don't know what they're cutting out of there. You don't know the number of trees, the size, the volume. You don't know the quality.
Advertise the timber sale. You'll get a wide variety of bids. Check to be sure the buyer you choose is bonded, doesn't pressure you into a quick sale, and doesn't take more trees than what you agreed upon. Marking the trees to be cut ensures sustainability. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about selling timber at agriculture.com.
The tough new 2020 Chevy Silverado pickups are in stock at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including a 2500 HD two-door work truck. It's four-wheel drive. 2500 HD LTZ and 2500 HD High Country Edition. It's the Duramax Z71 package at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Good Friday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through the midday, it is still more of the same today. The grains and the oil seeds quite a bit weaker. Still some mixed figures in the livestock and a fairly flat day in the stock market still as well, with the tensions between U.S. and China still on the rise. But let's get back to the ag commodity markets here. Passing through the lunch hour, still some weakness, especially for the wheat complex. Chicago, spring Kansas City wheat, a near double-digit loss in places. September Kansas City wheat specifically down 6 cents to 411 and a quarter. December to 422 a bushel. That's down 6 and a quarter cents. Weaker for corn as well. September corn to 307 and three quarters. That's down 3.5 cents so far. And December down 3.5 to 320 and a quarter. Soybeans also weaker. August beans to 876 a bushel. That's down 5 and three quarters. With December right now down 5 and a quarter as well to 869 and a half. Soybean meal weaker, with September down 50 to 282.70, and September oil is well down 41 points to 30.81. It's a triple-digit drop for the cotton complex. It's been rough all day. December now down 197 to 62.88. Still a mixed to slightly higher day in the livestock now, as August live cattle back up 45 cents to 103.07. October's up 20 to 107.17. However, beyond that, they are seeing some weakness. August feeder cattle down 55 to 142.92. September's down 30 to 145.57. But the feeder cattle seeing some rebounding in the back months there. And nothing but green for the hogs. August lean hogs up $1.10, selling at $50.85. October up $1 at $50.20. Through the metals, we see them giving back some of the substantial gains they've made this week. September silver down 35 cents an ounce, selling at $28.05. August gold right now at $2,028.80. That's down $22.70. And the dollar index still up 60 points. Sam Speck with your markets right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Make the
most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8320. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com. One of the best things about summer is enjoying some great barbecue. Pulled pork, brisket, smoked sausage, barbecue chicken, and don't forget the sides, baked beans, cucumber salad, cheesy hash brown taters. I could go on, but now I'm hungry and need to head down to Bite Me Barbecue. Dine in or carry out. They can also cater your next event. Stop in today. Heck, do it now. That's Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
The only station with seven decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.